As Charlotte's population continues to grow at about 60 new residents a day, as rents and the cost of homeownership spirals upwards, as gentrification brings higher housing prices to neighborhoods, the city's affordable housing stock is dwindling. One thing that developers are using to produce more affordable rental units is a federal program created in 1986. It provides tax credits to developers when they build low-income housing. As part of our Finding Home series, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn takes a look at that program in this report.
On this two-lane highway in Kannapolis, lined with churches and single-family homes, residents and local officials are gathered alongside a large tract of land. It's been cleared for construction of the Prosperity Ridge affordable apartment complex for seniors.
We're excited. It's a beautiful, going to be a beautiful facility. It's going to improve the way things look. It's a huge need, absolutely.
That's Pastor Christopher Stout. His church sits directly across the road from where the three-level, 60-unit complex of one- and two-bedroom apartments will be built. Rents will range from $350 to $550 a month for people making between 30% and 60% of the area's median income. Kannapolis officials say they need about 2,700 more affordable units like this. Prosperity Ridge is expected to be fully leased before it even opens. That's why residents like Shirley Standback and David Perry are here now taking a look.
From Concord to Kannapolis, they are very excited about it. They've been asking me about it, wanting information about it, and who do I sign up for, when do I sign up. You know, so yes, I'm really thinking about it.
Me and my wife both talked about it. So it might be in the plan down the road, but these things gonna go like wildfires, and it's gonna be beautiful. It's in a good location. It's near downtown. There's several churches in the area, so it's gonna be nice.
I'm Louise Mack with Prosperity Unlimited.
Prosperity Unlimited is one of two companies behind the project. President Louise Mack says it took them 5 years to get this far.
It is so hard trying to put together an affordable housing complex. The tax credit was vital into making this work, and if we didn't have that kind of what we call kind of free money, this project would not have gotten off the ground.
Just over 70% of the financing for Prosperity Ridge came from tax credits the developers received through the Federal Low-Income Housing Tax Credit Program. It's the primary federal government program for affordable housing construction. Through the program, tax credits are given to state housing agencies each year to be awarded to developers. The North Carolina Housing Finance Agency received $28 million in federal tax credits this year. Developers receiving them make out two ways. They sell the tax credits to banks and other investors for cash, which funds most of the construction. They also get a one-time fee of 10% to 15% of the value of the tax credit award, which is between $800,000 and $120,000 for the $11 million Prosperity Ridge project.
The tax credits are, that's the key. That's the key piece that makes this work.
Joe Gillen, president of Wesley Community Development, is the other partner in the Prosperity Ridge complex.
You don't have to borrow as much, which means you can reduce your rents.
Developers must submit detailed plans for the affordable complexes they want to build to the state housing agency. Residents can make up to 80% of the area median income, but the complex's average has to be 60%. The projects are rated on the design, amenities, proximity to grocery stores, medical facilities, and other services, and the targeted income of tenants. The projects also have to stay affordable for at least 15 years, even if they are sold. Scott Farmer, executive director of the state's Housing Finance Agency, says it's a highly competitive process.
You really have to have experience or work with a partner who has had experience in working with the housing credit program to have a chance to compete. We had about 170 applications that we received this year, and we'll fund somewhere between 35 and 40 of those applications. We had 14 applications in Mecklenburg County, and it looks like all of those are actually in Charlotte.
One of those Charlotte companies is Mosaic Development, which owns this nearly completed senior apartment development on Beatty's Ford Road. The Magnolia apartment complex was awarded tax credits in 2016. But like Prosperity Ridge, Mosaic's executive director, Kathy Stillwell, says
our Magnolia property will be almost 100% leased before it opens. We currently have 72 of the 82 units pre-leased, and enough applications in the pool that we believe we'll be able to fill the units from the applications that we've already received. the need and the demand in Charlotte is incredible.
Lee Cochran of Laurel Street Residential builds affordable housing units with rents as low as $300 in Charlotte and nearby states. Finding tenants is never a concern.
Our biggest project in Charlotte was finished several years ago, is the Renaissance development out on West Boulevard. It's 334 units, and we typically have a waiting list of 2,000 to 3,000 families.
Over the last 2 years in Mecklenburg County, 14 projects were approved for tax credits. 5 were for seniors and 9 for families. Farmer says some faced opposition because many residents and communities prefer senior complexes over families because they think seniors come with fewer potential problems. Although the housing tax credit program has had a lot of success, it is not without critics who say developers and banks who buy the tax credits are getting more benefits than residents. Banks get tax write-offs for 10 years and credit for investing in the communities where they operate as required by law. But Michael Daniel, a Dallas attorney who has filed lawsuits against developers in the program, says banks don't make many loans in the areas where many of the projects are built.
You have no idea of the incredible cascade of cash that these things generate and how little of it actually comes down and provides housing for low-income people.
According to the National Council of State Housing Agencies, the program produces about 100,000 affordable housing units annually. That's roughly the same amount over the past 20 years, even though the program's funding has more than doubled. But developers say construction costs have risen significantly and that they don't want to sacrifice quality rental units for high production numbers. Daniel has a different take.
One reason the quality is so high is that the more you spend on it, then the more the tax credits are worth and the higher the developer fee. You know, you're drying up the units by concentrating more and more of the money into fewer and fewer units.
Daniel also questions housing finance agencies' monitoring of the projects to make sure that developers are not pocketing funds, which some Florida developers were caught doing in 2015, that the complexes are being kept up and that rents are being maintained at the proper levels. The IRS oversees the program, but a 2015 Government Accountability Office report found its oversight lacking, stating that the IRS had only audited 7 state housing finance agencies since 1986. Farmer says the North Carolina program has never been audited, but he says they have independent auditors who have not found instances of fraud or abuse.
We've not had anybody who has opted to leave the program and taken the units offline during the 15-year initial compliance period.
Even so, Farmer says the low-income housing tax credit program is not enough.
By no means is the housing credit program the answer to all of the housing needs. It's a very limited resource. We're only a drop in the bucket of what is really needed across that full spectrum.
Legislation is pending in Congress that would increase funding for the program by 50%. But Farmer says that will only mean an additional 20 projects could be funded annually with the tax credit statewide, leaving more than 100 applications still on the table. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.